Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your new parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, you're all doing well and are excited about this month, Dhul Hijjah. We've all made it, alhamdulillah, to this month. And I want to talk about some of the ways in which our children or our amana can benefit from this month as well. We all know the ways in which we can benefit and some of the things that we need to do as adults or as parents. And I don't think many talk about what are the things that some of our children can do. They might be interested in participating in the first 10 days of this great month as well. And or they might be, it could be part of their tarbiyah to learn how important this month is and the first 10 days of this month and reap the rewards, inshallah. So some of the ways in which, as a Muslim kid, they can benefit from this month, the first 10 days of this month, would be teaching a sibling something, preferably if they know the Quran or if they know Arabic, so that they will be able to read the Quran in Arabic in the future, inshallah, is a great charity that your children can give to their sibling or maybe cousins or other relatives who may not know something that they know. So they can share the knowledge of Quran or Arabic writing, reading in Arabic, or Quran recitation. They can share that knowledge and get a reward as well, inshallah. That might be so easy, but it might not be that obvious. So that's something that we can tell our kids. Hey, did you know if you do this, you get this? Or that is something that's going to be even more beneficial to you during these first 10 days, giving a charity or giving that sadaqah to your very own sibling, inshallah. That will be something that they can utilize and give as a reward. Another way in which our children, our amana, can give sadaqah is to smile and preferably decrease the tantrums. But a smile is a form of charity, as Prophet ﷺ told us. And we all know that smiling is free. So I think that is something that our children can easily do, and inshallah will reap the rewards as well. Another opportunity to obtain rewards and to give charity as a Muslim kid is to volunteer. There are ways to volunteer for adults, obviously with organizations or just kind of in a very public and external way to do that. But for our children, the ways in which they can volunteer can be simply volunteering around the house. Hey mom, hey dad, baba, ummi, I'd like to help you unload the dishwasher. Or if it's not already a chore, but that's just an example. I mean, there are many examples I could give, but definitely volunteering is a form of charity and a way in which our Muslim kids at their level can give sadaqah. If they're old enough to maybe volunteer physically at a location or on site somewhere, that is obviously an additional way for the older children. But definitely for the younger children, they can still volunteer, definitely around the house or at a relative's house. Or ways in which they can volunteer would be something that they can feel motivated to do. Additionally, if you let them know that this is a form of charity and that you will get rewards for that, inshallah. One of the other ways, which are free ways as well, we love the word free around here at Neat Parent, is giving and making du'as. So making du'as, letting our children know that making du'as are free. Making du'a is something that is a form of charity. It's a free form of charity. Say that three times. But free form of charity that our Muslim kids can do perform easily, inshallah, and obtain the reward for doing that, just making dua for others, for their relatives, their friends, their neighbors, just making dua and letting them know that making dua is beneficial to them as well as others, inshallah. One of the other ways in which they can obtain that reward and give sadaqah is to clear the path. Removing harmful things from the path is sadaqah. What do I mean? We all know, we've all been there or stepped on a toy that is just painful for like an hour at least. You know, a car, a Lego, a doll's crown or something, just a shoe. It's definitely inevitable in any household with kids and some without actually, but for kids who are unable to obtain sadaqah or give charity in the traditional way, you know, they may not have funds to donate or they may not have the ability to drive somewhere and volunteer. This is another great way in which our Muslim kids can obtain that reward. Removing something from the path, removing something harmful from the path is sadaqah. Removing something, clearing the path. So cleaning up their toys is a simple way for them to obtain that reward and give sadaqah, because that's harmful. It's very harmful to step on a toy, a car, a Lego, or a shoe of one of their dolls. So definitely, inshallah, that is a way in which, an easy way, inshallah, in which our amana can obtain the reward of giving sadaqah. That is a sadaqah that they can give, and inshallah, all will benefit. I'm sure our feet will be very happy to know that the path has been cleared. Inshallah, these rewards that our children obtain are not only during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, but inshallah, there'll be rewards that they're continuously receiving and it is instilled in them. And inshallah, they will continue to grow upon this nature of giving charity. And inshallah, be interested in receiving the rewards that they will get for giving the charity. And inshallah, it'll keep them humble. And inshallah, they will teach it to others. Until the next episode, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.